استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
بلوك توك راديو. What if I told you that you were a natural intuitive and you had all the psychic potential you needed within your soul? Welcome to Beyond Worlds. You have landed right where you belong, in your place for tarot and angel connection. Beyond Worlds is the place that empowers you through the wisdom of your own intuition. We believe everyone has the ability to tap into their very own psychic potential. We bring you the world's most exciting and intriguing metaphysical guests who help you tap into your own inner knowing. Your hosts tonight are Dawn Simpson of AngelDawning.com and Donalei of Donalei.net. That's CONNALEIGH.net. Donna loves tarot. Dawn loves angels. And together they create readings in stereo. Tonight, our very special New Year's guest is none other than the amazing Storm Sestavani. Professional psychic, tarot expert, and astrologer. We will bring in your new year with live predictions and lots of tarot goodness. You can visit Storm's website at psychicfriendslive.com or go on blogtalkradio.com and check out the Storm Sestavani Show. Tonight, we will bring in your new year with live predictions and lots of tarot goodness.
So what is Online Signs?
We all use it to reference a Scottish poem that was believed to be written by Robert Burns in 1788 and set to the tune of a traditional folk song. But this is not the first time the phrase was used, just in the way that we remember it. This is a well-known phrase in many English-speaking and other countries, and is often sung to celebrate the start of a new year at the very stroke of midnight. By extension, its use has also become common at funerals, graduations, and as a farewell or ending to other occasions. The song's Scottish title may be translated into English literally as Old Long Since, or more idiomatically, Long, Long Ago, or even Days Gone By. The phrase Auld Lang Syne is also used in poems before Burns, by the poets Robert Aitken, Alan Ramsay, James Watson, and even an older folk song that predated Burns. Matthew Fitt uses the phrase, in the days of Auld Lang Syne, as the equivalent of once upon a time, in his retelling of fairy tales in the Scots language. So in this celebration of Auld Lang Syne, or days long ago, and once upon a time, you are welcome to help create your best story with our live on-air readings. Join Dawn, Donalei, and Storm tonight and call in for your live New Year's reading by calling our studio at 646-200-0765. Again, that's 646-200-0765. We take calls on the first-come, first-served basis. And all questions you bring can help you create a better 2010. Are you ready to create change in your life? Well, let's go. And now, let's welcome Dawn, Donalei, and Storm Sestavani.
And hi, everybody. Hi, Dawn.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
I'm good. Welcome, everybody, to our special broadcast tonight. Get out your bubbly, get out your noisemakers, because today is New Year's Eve. It is December 31st, and I am broadcasting from a snowy evening in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, on the last few hours of 2009. Are you ready for 2010?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Dawn. I know, I'm ready to go. My name is Donna Lay, and I love working with psychic development and especially tarot. And my job here on Beyond World is connecting you to your tribe worldwide. And we're focusing straight on 2010 and making a bigger tribe for everybody. And I am here with my intuitive co-host, Dawn Simpson. Happy New Year, Dawn.
Happy New Year. Yes, it's almost a memory. 2009.
Mm-hmm. And I've got my cough drops here, so if you hear...
I know, me too. I'm coughing too. We may be doing that in stereo tonight.
Oh, yeah. And if you hear crackling in the background, we've got lobsters in the pot, and my son is eating a big, juicy lobster, like, within 5 feet of me, and I'm, like, drool is coming out of the side of my mouth. So, anyhow, I just want to jump right in here because we've got 90 juicy minutes of back-to-back readings for you here tonight. We had Storm Sestavani with us in November, and Shazam, that was wild, one of my most favorite shows. I learned so much, and the more I listened to it, the more I learned. And I encourage anybody who missed that show to head right back there after the show, of course, and take a listen to that. You'll learn a ton. And he really helps us dive into the cards by using astrology as a guide. So tonight we'll be putting that into practical use because that night he taught so much, we really didn't have time to squeeze in any readings. So today is our big chance to do New Year's readings. We're going to be able to change your new year through the wisdom of tarot. So don't forget to call us, first come, first serve, 646-200-0765. So you want to be sure to call in early. We're going to pack a lot in here. Now, let's jump right in. I'm going to talk right about Storm. Now, Storm, he has been one of Beyond World's biggest supporters. I have to really thank him for that because there are certain people that come all the time, and we thank all of them, and Storm is one of our big ones, and I would like to thank him for watching over us like a big brother and making sure everything's okay in our corner of the world. He helps to point people in our direction, and thanks, Storm, for just being there through thick and thin. Now, Storm, as down-to-earth as he is, he's an expert astrologer to the stars, and I'm not just talking about the ones that are up in the sky. He's a brilliant tarot reader. He's a mythology expert. He's a Jungian psychology expert and a very, very gifted psychic. Storm Sestavani joins us tonight for readings. And he also, oh, by the way, he studies very intensely the Jewish Kabbalah. And you'll be hearing a lot more about that in the near future. So keep your ears perked because that's something we can also translate on over to tarot as well. Now, Storm has an extremely successful psychic business, and he's someone who really knows his stuff. He's one of the few people I've met whose right brain is highly intuitive and creative, as well as his left brain being very intellectual and structured. He is wildly smart, and he's wildly intuitive. Storm has been seen on or during Oprah, the Montel Williams Show, The Real World, Psychics, Ricky Lake, Rosie, and more, CNN, MSNBC, Blind Date. And he's written for numerous publications, including, but not limited to, Mademoiselle, Glamour, Dell Horoscope, Body, Mind, and Spirit, Cosmopolitan, True Woman, Woman's Day, Self, TV Guide, who doesn't know that, and Ladies Home Journal. And he has read for some of the most notable celebrities of our time. He doesn't like to name drop. He's a real classy guy, but trust me, this man has mingled with the world's foremost celebrities, and they trust his practical, down-to-earth, easy-to-understand psychic readings. So it's a huge honor for me to welcome back to our show the wonderful Storm Sestavani. Welcome back to the show, Storm.
I'm so glad to be here with my favorite girl. I'm so glad to be here with my favorite girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to give you my lobster just for that.
Oh.
I don't like lobsters, so go ahead.
Oh, good.
I'll have his bite.
Well, I saved this for you. I had Mama Sestavani call me on the phone.
Feliciano nuovo.
Did you know what she said?
What did she say?
She said.
Happy
New
Year.
In Italian.
Oh, that is amazing.
So, Mama Sestavani, she's cooking up the spaghetti, and she wishes you a Happy New Year.
That's what we're having tomorrow. She makes spaghetti every New Year's Day.
Oh,
really?
Feliciano nuovo.
So, spaghetti, you know, Italian bread with garlic and cheese stuffed in it, and, you know, dessert and wine, and you name it, she'll have it cooking tomorrow.
Oh, my God. And your diet starts the next day, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I usually stay on a pretty regimented diet all year round. I just cheat for 2 weeks out of the year so that she doesn't kill herself.
Hungry. My food, it is good. Eat the food. You don't need to be hungry.
The interesting thing is that my significant other has gained 5 pounds, like, in the last week, so it's pretty interesting.
You
know, down and, you know, exercising 4 hours a day, you know.
It's like those empathy pounds when, you know, the husband starts gaining weight when the wife's pregnant. You look, he gains.
Oh, that's so funny. So how are you ladies doing today?
I'm doing awesome, Dawn. How are you doing today?
Great.
It was a really messy day up here, a lot of snow, a lot of accidents. I was supposed to head over Dawn's today, and she called me from the car saying, we just went by 3 accidents. This car smashed into that one. That one's in the guardrail.
That one's in the restaurant.
He went right into the wall of the restaurant.
Well, it's raining ice here in New York City. Hopefully that they have the ice melting machines down in Times Square, but I have no intentions of going down there anyways because I value my life.
Right. Oh, I can't even imagine the pushing, the getting squashed by that crowd tonight. We're going to watch it from TV just before midnight. It's kind of tradition for us watching the ball drop. But
literally at midnight, Donnelly, it's like an earthquake goes off in Town Square. It literally feels like an earthquake.
Wow.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, because you have so many people jumping around and stuff like that. And, you know, a million people jumping in like a 3-block radius.
Whoa.
Which actually is a little bit further than that. But, you know, there's going to be tonight, because it's a decade year also, so they're expecting even more people in New York City, which are all going to be stranded tomorrow, by the way.
No one's going to be able to get out.
Nobody's going to be able to get out. But, you know, they're all stranded. And I think it's humorous because the hotel rooms, I was invited to the MTV party this year. And when I checked in a couple of weeks ago to see how much the hotel rooms are, even though that I technically live about 8 blocks from Times Square, I really looked at it and said, you know what, I'm not going to go down there, and if I was, I was going to have to get a hotel room. So I basically called up the Waldorf Astoria, $2,500 a night.
Wow. Is that a special rate for New Year's Eve?
No, that's them raising the rate for New Year's Eve. Because
right, yeah, that's what I mean. $2,500 a night, wow.
And imagine all those people being stuck in New York City.
Well, they'll be sleeping over the grates with the homeless people, you know, trying to resist the heat coming up.
That's where I will send Mama Sestavani with the spaghetti.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So do you have a New Year's resolution?
I don't do New Year's resolutions, and I will tell you why. The word resolute, by its nature, it's from the Latin root resolutare, and basically it has a negative connotation to it. So I do New Year's affirmations.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I affirm the positive rather than restrict the negative, basically. Because if you're giving up something, the chances of you actually going through with it are very, very minimal.
That's much more positive.
A New Year's resolution.
However, if you're affirming
something that goes in 1 year, have a happy New Year.
It goes in 1 year, comes out the other.
Yeah. However, if you affirm something, that there's a lot more of an ability, basically, to continue to reaffirm it on a day-to-day basis, which will make it a bit more successful with programming and. Mental constraint, basically. But, you know, New Year's resolutions don't do them.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, we had the face reader on a couple weeks ago. She sends a newsletter out. I loved it today because she said, take a look at 2009 and what was your biggest win? Really think positively about that. And what was your biggest achievement? I mean, can you think back, Storm, what your biggest win was in 2009?
I think I bought the purchase of my house.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bought a house in Amityville. That I will be moving into. Probably it will be done in March. It's going to take about 4 months to redecorate it completely. Strangely enough, and whenever I say this, people freak out, it's about two and a half to 3 blocks away from the horror house, the Amityville horror house. So Donna, I'll have to invite you there for the whole weekend.
I can't wait. I'm coming.
So it's a beautiful house. It looks like a gigantic cottage. It has an entire, and the only reason why I bought the house, which will probably disturb most people, the only reason that I bought it is that it had a completed library in it.
Oh, sweet.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That's what I need. Bookshelves all ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Bookshelves will be all ready to go once I move in. That's all that I'm going to do is move my clothes. That's it. And then basically what's going to happen, my clothes and my cat. And then basically what I'm going to do afterwards is then, of course, you know, once everything is gone and my books and everything else is shipped over there, I'll come back to New York City. And basically my brother is buying my penthouse in New York City. And basically what he's going to do, because he has the penthouse right underneath mine, Donnelly, he's going to rip out the ceilings and turn it into four floors.
Mm. You mean really high ceilings? He's going to
rip out the ceilings.
Yep, to put a stairway in?
Put an additional level of stairs. Yeah, put an additional level of stairs. And remodel the upper two floors and turn it into four floors of penthouse.
Oh, what a great idea.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow, that's great. The space is a premium there in New York City. That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty big.
Wow. Now, you're going to be teaching a little bit of astrology to us tonight. So I have strict orders to keep it three cards or under.
Okay, limited to one deck, not three decks, 720 card spreads.
I know. You watch. I'm going to be like, I don't know what this reading says. So
actually, Dawn, I found something that you might be interested in. There is a tarot deck that's called the Conley Tarot that is very, very angelic and has a large Christian spirituality bent to it.
Ooh.
So that may be something you want to look at.
Yeah, take notes on that one. Dan Pelletier emailed me today, too. He said the Shining Angels, sorry, I'm thinking of Rachel Pollack, Shining Angels, that round angel tarot deck, just arrived today. He says it hasn't been posted yet on the website, so anyone that wants that, too, dying for that. But we'll have to look up the other one. What's it called again, Storm?
It's called the Conley Tarot. It's been around for 100 years. I was looking at tarot decks yesterday, and I found one like Tarot of the Revelations, which I bought that deck, by the way, and I bought the Shakespeare Tarot. And I seen that deck, Dawn, and I thought, I think Dawn might like this because it has a very large angelic type of feeling of influence. The devil has been renamed materialism. Hmm. Death has been renamed transition. All of the hinky cards have basically been kind of converted into something a little bit more Christianized. So I thought that Dawn would, definitely appreciate looking at that.
Love it.
Yeah, Los Scarabeo, they have one, too, on angels, but it's very small and it's a little bit hard. I'd like to have, images that I can see. Let's face it, I'm getting to that age where bifocals are getting cool. So the little pictures are harder to see, but they have one as well, and it has a lot of angelic-type stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, I'm just like a tarot card collector addict, so.
Yeah, I totally relate. Yeah.
Good thing you have a library.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Really? So, okay, what deck are you using tonight, Storm?
Legacy.
Oh, sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, me too. So we'll go in on it together. It'll be interesting to see if we get any of the same cards. Dawn, do you have a deck that you want to throw down some angel cards to help us read?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you know what you're going to use tonight?
I'm going to use my angel deck, the one, it's called
the British
angel.
One.
Yes.
The sparkly one from the UK? All right.
Yes, love that.
Awesome. Okay, now we've got a totally stacked switchboard, so let's do a little bit of learning with tarot and astrology. And we're going to start with a Connecticut number. It's area code 203. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Alex, and I am from New Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, Alex, welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's so nice to have you tonight, and you've got a great reader with you tonight. Storm is a fantastic reader, and if you have a question for him, we can throw down a few cards for you.
I am so excited. Well, pretty much, I'm an open book. I mean, I'm a 33-year-old that you could pretty much say I'm 16 and I'm starting my life new. So where am I going to live next year? Like, I'm looking for a home, so I'm – and a job. So pretty much those are my two questions.
Storm, do you get any psychic hits on that? Because that's not something we can do through tarot.
Yeah, that's not a tarot question. Let me take a look here.
Okay.
And see, I'm going to use astrology, straight astrology for this, because it's not really a tarot-based question, okay? The career, looking at the career thing, we can look at that through the lens of tarot, but moving and things of that particular nature, tarot is really not fit for that. But
okay.
Here is the thing.
Well,
okay,
I mean, I'll pretty much
go
let
ahead.
You, I'll follow your lead. Whatever you want to give me, I'll
take. Sure, sure. Well, I can do a move thing. That's not a big
okay,
deal.
Okay, great.
I just have to use another technique, that's all.
Oh, so you're that good. Not to toot your horn, but toot.
Hopefully. Here is the thing. Number one, I do think that you would be better off moving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is showing me here that, especially career-wise, I think that there will be more opportunities. Now, are you thinking of moving south of where you're at the moment?
I'm just trying to move two blocks away from where my mother lives. I
you
live with my
south
mom
of where
now.
You are at the moment?
Yes, I
or
take
your mother?
Care.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
okay.
pretty much... I take care of her, so I'm trying to get my own life.
Okay, it does show you moving. It does show that that is going to be something that I think is going to be more favorable for you, at least psychologically, okay?
Right.
I think you being closer to her, especially with you know, her needing to be taken care of, I think that way you will feel much more comfortable and not, you know, have to go to sleep at night with a tremendous amount of anxiety, okay?
Yeah.
It does show the move is coming up. I think that it will happen probably between now and the middle of January. Okay, I'm going to okay this move because I think eventually that there will be another move down the road, okay? Normally, I wouldn't approve a move during a Mercury retrograde, but this doesn't feel as though to me that it's going to be a 100% permanent, you're going to stay there forever type of move, okay?
Well, I was looking,
eventually,
I'm looking for a home. Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, it is showing me here that there will be something else that will come up down the road, okay? So
okay.
keep that in mind as well. Now, you can buy a home all you want to, and
mm-hmm.
you can purchase it. Just keep in your mind that down the road, 5 years, 6 years off, that
mm-hmm.
there may be something else that you make a choice in or a decision about, okay?
Right.
What I'm getting the feeling here in regards to work and career, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is really going to be something that's going to be opening up for you strongly in 2010, okay?
Right.
I'm seeing a lot of security. I'm seeing a lot of ability for you to land a position that you feel secure and comfortable with. I'm feeling as if here that it's showing me financial security coming up for you in 2010. Here is the thing. I want you to keep your mind on February and March. Those
okay.
are going to be really big years for or big months for you. I wish they were years, you know. But really big months for you in regards to really landing a situation and really being in a secure and comfortable type of environment to land that job. What are you currently doing for work on?
Taking care of my nieces and my mom.
Now, what is your vocation?
Well, I was a mediator before I got sick, and then I just stepped into helping her rebuild her home and taking care of her and my nieces.
Okay. Are you thinking of going back to mediating?
I just want to get into a profession where I can help people. I love
okay.
people and interacting with people. I would love to work at a hospital or something like that. Just
yeah.
anything.
My feeling, February, March is where that looks like that will open up for you. Here is the thing surrounding this, though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually that there may actually be either a return to school for you or you learning something new here
mm-hmm.
in the future, okay? It's showing a new opportunity that is going to come up where that is concerned as well, okay? And I
okay.
think that will be probably by the end of 2010.
Okay. Well, for right now, my partner and I, we've been looking at houses, bidding, and one just fell through today that would have been
mm-hmm.
perfect for me. So it's like, it's so hard to find a home that I know I'm going to love. Even though I haven't taken my eye off, like the fat lady hasn't sung yet with the house because they accepted
mm-hmm.
another person's bid, but they still haven't gotten it. And it's like two blocks away from my mom's house. Should I keep my hopes up on that, or do I move on?
I think that there's going to be something else that's going to open up for you. Here is the problem. At the moment, the
mm-hmm.
planet Mercury, okay,
mm-hmm.
is currently retrograde, okay?
Okay?
It's not the best time, basically, to be looking for real estate. But because of that's why I'm saying, because of your particular circumstance, with your mother and you needing to get a home and move closer to her and things of that nature. That's why it is a situation that at that particular point it is more favorable you know, that you can go ahead and do it. That's why I'm kind of you know, okaying this. Okay?
Okay.
I will give you an example. I had a friend of mine that moved into a house during a Mercury retrograde, okay? Brand new house, no problems, nothing. And they were telling me that I was crazy about Mercury retrograde. When Mercury went retrograde, the next time there was the Northridge earthquake in California and the house imploded. So
okay.
Mercury retrograde is not the best time to be finding something. But like I said, I eventually feel that 5 to 6 years from now down the road, I get the feeling as though that something else may come up that you know, you just eyeball and you really like and you really love it, okay? And I think you will get it at that particular point.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Alex.
Thank you so much, guys. I've been waiting for this.
Okay, you take care. And good luck in your move and in your new adventure.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year's to all of you and everybody
thank
listening.
You. Same to you. Happy New Year to you as well. It's so nice that you called in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, just had to squeeze that in there. It is New Year's. Okay, next we have area code 609. What is your name and location, please?
Yes, my name is Lauren. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, Lauren, and welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Thank you.
What can we do for you tonight?
I would just like to see what 2010 brings for me as changes, any changes in my workplace or meeting a companion just to have fun, nothing serious.
Storm Baby, I'm going to let you start that one.
Okay. Let me get my cards here.
Now, if I did an astrology thing, Storm, if I threw down one card for love and one card for work and one card for general, would that work, or do they not interact the same way if they have different
activities? Any three cards that are next to each other will interact regardless.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Any three cards will interact regardless. I mean, they could be on the other side of the room and they'll interact. Here is the thing that I see as coming up for you this year, okay? Number one, 2009 was a relatively difficult year for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, it's showing me here that it was trifled with anxieties, a lot of heaviness around you in 2009, a lot of disappointment, and a lot of boredom in 2009. What it is showing me here as we move forward, okay, the first card that I pulled in regards to this is the Nine of Pentacles, okay? This tells me here, with this being the situation, okay, you're really looking at this particular point and finding some form of solid foundation in your life at the moment, okay? Mm-hmm. The natural attribute for this card astrologically is Venus in Virgo. Now, it's the Venus in Virgo attribute, because it's in its fall in Virgo, that shows me the difficulties that were occurring in 2009, okay? And now what is going on here is that you're really wanting to build more of a foundation in 2010, career-wise, money-wise. You've had the worst relationships in the world, so, I mean, we can definitely work on your relationship thing here. But basically, because there's not anybody around you now, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Right now you're single, correct?
Yes, I'm single.
Okay. So basically, this is showing where we're building at the moment, okay? It's about building that structure. The card next to that is the Fool, okay? In this particular position, it's really about going outside of your comfort zone, really about seeing your way outside of the box. And basically, my feeling here is that you really may want to look at either other avenues in regards to new jobs or new opportunities or new circumstances or new situations, basically something different than what it is that you've been doing. You need a little bit something that will make you more secure and more positive and more energetic towards the future here, okay? The attribution for this card here, the Fool, is Uranus, okay? Now, Uranus is this very risk-taking, doing something innovative, doing something new type of energy, okay? So I would start looking in areas in regards to job and career, basically, that are much more exciting for you, okay? Because here's my concern and my worry. The Four of Cups is the final outcome card here, okay? This card here says, basically, that if you don't make this particular change that the Fool card is requiring of you, 2010 is pretty much going to be the same as 2009, okay? It's going to be kind of you sitting around spinning in a chair, basically, around and around and around and around, but not really going anywhere, okay? So really utilize this energy of change and think of new opportunities, whether that's returning to school or taking on some form of a new vocation or looking at taking on some form of new vocation. Now, I do feel that during the first couple of months of this year, okay, January, February, there is going to be a job that is going to come through, okay? But this looks as though to me that it's going to be a job position that I think that's going to be making decent money, but it's simply going to be that, a job, okay? So what I really want you to do is to sit down with pen and paper and ask yourself some very serious questions about where it is that you want to go career-wise as we go through 2010. Is there anything new that you want to do? And that's where I would go with that. I also get the feeling here that that there is going to be the opportunity for relationship that will come up probably during the spring months, okay? This isn't coming from the cards. This is coming from an intuitive feeling. I think that right around the third, fourth month of this coming year, I'm seeing a new man entirely coming in, and that this looks as though to me that it's going to be a gentleman. I'm getting the initial of a B over the top of his head psychically. And that this feels as though to me that it's going to be somebody that you're going to meet through friends and things of that particular nature. So this definitely feels as though to me that it's going to be pretty positive for you. I just want you to get kind of out of your comfort zone so that you don't fall into the same cycle. Okay, hon?
Okay.
Storm, I've got the same kind of stuff from my cards. Can you help me with astrology with these?
Sure.
All right. Relationship, Nine of Pentacles reverse, which is beautiful for agreeing with you in terms of letting go of being isolated, no longer feeling like she's
card.
On her own. what did you say?
It was the
which
same
was?
Card that I pulled first.
Oh, really? I'm so busy looking at mine. And then the Death card I got for a job, so that's a complete resurrection transformation change in terms of work, so that's awesome. And then I just pulled General, which is Moon reversed, so two major arcana cards, so that shows like big shifts coming through. So, But if we look at those through astrology...
Okay, if you look at this through astrology, okay, what you would do first, Donnelly, is that you would take into consideration the general meanings, okay, the ones that you normally attach, okay?
Yep.
Number two, what you would do after that is I would look at the element balance second, okay? This elemental balance is fine. Everything is kind of supportive of one another, okay? Especially the Moon card is kind of supportive of the Death card. So this is fine. Okay, the weakest card here is actually the Nine of Pentacles. Then I would go into the astrology. Okay, the astrological attribution for the Nine of Pentacles is Venus in Virgo, which is telling me that she wants to be comfortable at this particular point in her life. Okay, she wants structure. She wants things around her that are pretty. She wants foundation. She really wants to kind of plant roots is probably the best way to put it. Here's where it gets difficult with your cards. This Moon card over here and this Virgo sign are astrologically in opposition, okay? If you go to the cheat sheet that I have, I don't know if you have yours in front of you, Virgo is on one side, Pisces is on the other, okay? This is showing me here that there's some form of a difficulty on the inside in regards to how she's going to approach this particular situation, okay? It's going to be by the Moon card. She may be afraid to move forward into these new areas of career or afraid to move forward in regards to job and career or to make that particular change, okay? And also with this Death card, it's Scorpio, okay? This tells me immediately she really needs to take a deep look at what she wants here because she's kind of in crisis mode at this point. It's about making a lot of decisions.
Interesting.
Now,
that's
lay your meanings onto that. That gives you the astrology. Go ahead with your delineation.
Right. Well, mine is pretty much the same as yours. I got, you know, a new love. When I get this Nine of Pentacles reversed, that's always, to me, the ending of a long period of isolation, and now finally she feels like she's out of that courtyard, and she's on her way with someone else. Because to me, this is the woman who's self-sufficient. She's able to live in her own, but, you know, when I see this reverse, it's like, okay, now she's able to share her resources with somebody else. And then I have that Death card in terms of the job. You mentioned a new job, and I'm sitting here smiling because there's no greater transformation than when you get the Death card, the ending of the way things used to be, and there's a big change. That shows that she's going to shift from where she is now. And then that Moon card, whatever the general thing is, it suggests to me that there's a release of some kind of secret or something that's unknown, something becomes known to her, something is illuminated this year for her as she, and something that's in a more general circumstance in her life, so something comes to light. Mm-hmm. But that Moon card is interesting because if you say that's impacting one of the other things, it makes me wonder if, say, if that thing comes to light and that impacts how she feels about work, how she feels about relationships or something like that. You still with me, Storm? Uh-oh.
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Let me ask her one question if she's still on the line with us.
Yes.
She's still on the line? That's good. She is.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
If you had one thing to do different than what it is that you're doing now or what it is that you've done, what would it be?
To do different?
With career. With
oh, career? I wish my career was like it was 15 years ago. What it was, I just took a job to have a job because I got laid off after 22 years. At a job that I like, and I just took a job, and that's all it is just a job, and it is so boring.
Mm.
And it was really hard to find another job at the time, and being out of work for 3 years, I just took it. I learn it. I do it very well, but it's just, I'm bored with it now.
I think that's going to change. Yeah, I don't think it's going to stay. I think that's going to really just be a bridge to the big one.
Yeah. If you had something else to do, like rather than your main career that you were at for 20-something years, and you were forced to do something brand new that you've never done before, what would
mm-hmm.
you do, hon? Which direction?
Travel.
Would you go?
Travel. Be a travel tour,
so
travel agent.
Oh.
You see, interestingly enough, that fits this Fool card.
Yeah, and I got the Eight of Wands. I'm being naughty. I just drew another deck, another card. But that is a travel card.
Yeah.
And you're Fool. Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you either seeing if there's any type of classes or seeing if there's any type of vocational programs that go along with that, honey. And I encourage you just to go and do it.
Oh, I started it. I kind of started it. Yes.
Good.
I kind of started it. Yes, I did start. I started doing classes. I started booking people's trips for them, and yes, I did start to get the feel of it that I like it.
Dawn, what do you get?
Yeah.
You get a card?
Interesting. It's going along with everything you both are saying. The first card that I have is called Motivation, which is very interesting. He's got his bow and arrow, and he's just focusing on one thing. He's ready to shoot on his target. And what I'm hearing here is that you know, that's being her, the travel agent. That's really what, you know, what would drive her. That would be her motivation. The second card it flows right into is abundance. I mean, the abundance that this woman has is overflowing. She can't even hold all the fruit that she has in her possession because she's so full of abundance. And then the last card was about the relationship, and the title of the card is Humility, and it's kind of telling the story of what Storm was talking about earlier, how she's at the point in her life where now she likes things pretty and a strong foundation, and it's just this man, and he's looking in this beautiful garden of this beautiful growth and green and flowers, and he's really got to be picky about which one he chooses. You know, you're at that point in your life now where you want to make this relationship count. You know, you've been there, done that, and now it's time to get picky and hang with somebody that really makes you feel free and makes you feel yourself.
Yep, excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good read on that, Dawn. Good read on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lauren, for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, and you too. Happy New Year. All right, and next we have area code 780. I'm just waiting for it to go live here. 780.
Hello.
What's your name? Hi, what's your name and location?
It's Rhonda from Alberta, Canada.
Welcome, Rhonda.
How are you?
Oh, we're great. What can we do for you tonight on New Year's
Eve? I just have a question in regards to relationship. The person I've been married to, I guess, I've been with him for like 28 years. We've had some trials and tribulations over the last 3 months, and I really want to make it work, but I don't know how. I'm kind of struggling with it all.
Are you still together at the moment, Hunter, or are you separated?
We're together.
Okay, good, good, good. That's part of the battle there.
I mean, he works away, so
uh-huh.
That is, you know, he goes away for 7 days, comes home for 7 days, so.
Okay, I was just wanting to tune into your energy while I shuffle these cards. Let me see what we're getting here. And part of the problem is all of this travel with work and you feeling lonely, correct?
Yeah,
because the first card that I pulled is the Hermit card, okay? Which is a card about often feeling isolated, often feeling alone, often feeling... And when the two of you are together, it looks as if to me that he might even be so exhausted or tired that he doesn't, you know, necessarily want to partake in parts of the relationship that
right.
you may want to take place in. Thank you for confirming that. honey, I don't see this relationship ending. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
The Ten of Pentacles, the first card was the Hermit. The second card is the Ten of Pentacles, okay, which
mm-hmm.
is a very, very secure, stable, family-oriented family-oriented card. I'm going to go into my internal writer right here, but it shows, you know, a family with an older gentleman in the background with little kids running around and dogs and, you know, the dogs hopping on the old guy's lap, and it's a really, really well-dignified card astrologically, okay?
Okay.
It's Mercury and Virgo, so this is really, really positive. The card after that is the Six of Cups, okay, which is kind of a nostalgia type of feeling card. My feeling here is, just based upon this, okay, is number one, there's a natural sextile between the Sun in Scorpio, which is the Six of Cups astrological attribution, and the Mercury in Virgo, which means that there's an opportunity here, okay? My suggestion for you, hon, because he's not on the phone and I can't work with him,
right.
But I would really start to take a very, very deep look at the things that brought the two of you together to begin with, okay? 28 years into a marriage is a hinky period anyways.
Right.
Okay, because the marriage is starting to go through a Saturn return, which is kind of a testing type of a feeling, kind of a really, really, you know, time to move the relationship to the next level.
Right.
Time to really move more into the elder years of the relationship. Okay, retirement coming up. Things of that particular nature. Now, the good thing about this, honey, is I really, except for you feeling lonely right now, and there's ways that I think that you can either find a larger social group here or do something, you know, with either hobbies or activities that can help you out there.
Right.
But, honey, I don't see this as being a bad marriage, really.
Okay.
I think the two of you really deeply love each other. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, we do, right? Like.
Yeah.
I think, and you're
really
right, like, after 28 years, right,
I don't want you to want
to
look at somebody
level.
Else after 28 years, so my hat has to go off to you. If I'm you know,
yeah.
You know, I want to be nice in the nursing home with my telephone and my laptop in 28 years. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So my hat goes off to you. Donna Light, go ahead.
Well, I got three major arcana cards, three whoppers. Situation, High Priestess.
The Moon, go ahead.
Okay. Challenge. Oh, interesting, the Moon. This is like the two most psychic cards. Challenge, the Emperor reversed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And advice, lovers reversed. And I know you don't read reversals, so if we have to do this without that for astrology, that's fine.
I'm going to do the astrology real quick, and then I'll let Donna Lay read those cards for you, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm teaching, I'm kind of doing a dual teaching, reading kind of thing at the moment.
Okay.
The moon card here basically has to do with your instincts, what is going on in your heart, what is going on in your gut. Your gut is telling you this is the one for you. It's not going to, you know, that there's a connection between the two of you. The high priestess, whenever she's next to the emperor, okay,
mm-hmm.
is really kind of a, now he's the breadwinner of the family, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct.
So it's really, the high priestess can sometimes feel a little bit too overly dependent upon the emperor, which is why I was saying to kind of expand your social circle here, okay?
Right.
This emperor here also encourages you to start to do things on your own, okay,
mm-hmm.
because this is Aries. The other one is Gemini. Honey, what are you working or are you just at home?
No, I work.
Okay. What kind of social things are you doing while he's gone?
I have a group of friends, and I typically do my own thing, right? Like, and I guess...
So join a book club.
I do lots of things. But, you know, I have girlfriends that we do things with when he's away, but then when he comes
mm-hmm.
home, you know, it's not like couples getting together. It's just then we're at home sort of thing.
Okay, yeah, because basically I think that what these cards are saying is really, with this Emperor card here, it's about you building your own security and your own foundation at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my feeling here is that actually I think continuing to do this stuff outside of the relationship for something to do while he's gone is the best way to go about it. After 28 years, like I said, anybody would be bored and anybody would be questioning anything, okay?
Right.
But
yep.
don't think that the way that you're thinking is abnormal or wrong. That lover's card at the end, okay, that's Gemini in astrology.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel here that basically that this is a situation in which really think about the relationship, like I said. Really think about what it is that brought the two of you together, and I think that that's going to help to infuse the relationship big time.
Right. Okay. For sure.
Go ahead, Donna Lay got disconnected. Dawn?
Hello.
You want to pull an angel card?
Yes, I did. It's funny, the first card I got was support, and that's the first thing that you said, Storm, was that this relationship had a strong foundation, and there's a man here, and he's holding up two big pillars. It's very strongly supported. Then the cards flow into a card called Innocence, and it's just this angel being very silly and just very innocent, just playing, being very playful, and that's the message here, is to just let go. Don't focus on anything. Just be
mm-hmm.
yourselves. Just let go. Be who you are, you know, even if it's something you've never done before, just, you know, roll around, just be silly and fun. And then the last card it went to was Ascension, and this is what you said too, Storm, is that this relationship is ready to move to the next level, and that's exactly what is happening here in this Ascension. She's looking up and she's ascending. She's moving on to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is just exactly flows as to what, you know, you were saying, is that it's a strong foundation worth building off of. And if you can just, you know, let loose, let go, be your silly self, even if you have to pretend that you're teenagers again, you know, and go back to those teenage years, that will just take you to that next level,
right.
A level that you haven't seen before, and that is a whole lot of fun.
It's true, because, I mean, we have four kids, right, four teenagers, and... they're all getting ready to leave. So our relationship is going to the next level sort of thing, where eventually here in the next couple of years, we hope to be by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, some of them aren't moving fast enough, so.
mm-hmm.
Storm, I totally missed your reading, so I'm sorry about that. I got booted.
Okay. Go ahead. I gave her the astrology. Go ahead and give her your reading of those three cards you have.
What I got with the High Priestess, I got, first of all, there's an intuitive feeling that you're getting that sings true to what's happening in the situation, because the High Priestess really tells us that it's not our logic and how things should be. It's basically how we feel kind of fits the situation when you get her upright. And the Challenge for you, now, when I got the Emperor reversed, that is generally the Emperor. There's several ways that we could read into this, but it's either the structure of the actual relationship is not as clear as it used to be and has been thrown by the wayside, so people aren't tending to the structure of what you should be doing. But it also could mean just in terms of male energies. These cards are reading you, so you may be perceiving that the male your husband isn't giving as much as he should, that he's not being the father or husband that you had dreamed, because the Emperor upright has all those nice attributes of the good dad, and he manages well, and he's always there, and he's protecting everybody. But when he's upright, someone worries that maybe things aren't the way that they're supposed to be.
Right.
Interesting, when I get your advice card, I get the Lovers, but I get it reversed, so this makes me wonder about what the message might be here. And I pulled a clarifier. Don't kill me for that, but we won't read that with astrology. I get the Hope card, star, for a clarifier. But the Lovers card reverse shows that there has been almost like a pulling apart of what's considered to be two people that could be soulmates in many ways, and two people that could jive very well together, but there is something that's coming between them. And the advice is to ask you to look at what that thing is that's coming between, that's causing the rift, that's causing the crevice between you. And the Hope card is really nice. But I just heard someone say the other day, you know, the interesting thing about the Star card is that you only see stars in the dark. Was that you, Storm, that said that?
I have no clue what I say anymore.
someone had said, with stars, you can only see them in darkness. So if it's light out, you don't see them. So when you get the Star card, often we're going through a period of darkness. But it is hope, and it is that wish come true in the distance, but you have to walk to it. Stars are never within an arm's reach. You have to work and kind of move toward them. It's like the star over the manger type thing, the wise men had to really follow and see where it was going to get to the destination. They had to walk, and that's what it's asking you to do. So as I look at this reading, it's like trust your instincts. Know you may feel that there's not something happening with him. Look at what's causing the divide between the two of you, because there is some hope. And every card I just read for you is from the Major Arcana, and those are only 22 out of 78 cards, and those are the big heavy hitters. They are life lessons. They're energies that sweep through that we just respond to. It's like George from the Tarot Room calls them weather patterns, and the best we can do is just dress for them. So, you know, this shows a huge energy, and it's no wonder that you're feeling some angst about it, because these are the big cards of the deck.
All right. Well, that's good.
Now, Storm, so if we were to take astrologically, the High Priestess, the Emperor, and the Lovers, how are those interrelate?
Well, the thing here that I think is showing here is because the moon is the natural ruler of children, okay? She's the astrological ruler of the High Priestess, the moon. And one of the things that Rhonda mentioned while you were in the ozone layer is that there's a large change that's coming up over the next couple of years in regards to her children. And I think that the family foundation kind of being shaken up over the next couple of years may be what's going on with that Emperor, Donnelly. Things as she knows it is beginning to change, and basically she's going to move out of the mother role and into being the elder wife and the wise woman and things of that particular nature over the next couple of years. And my feeling here, there's an astrological, this moon and this Emperor really don't get along astrologically, okay? Of course, the moon is the weaker of them. So basically, my feeling here is that her anxiety at the moment in regards to a bit of this, because when the moon is ill-dignified, it's kind of a little anxious. But I think that basically what's going on here is the changes in regards to this family structure, which what is she going to do with all that time? I know with four teenagers, I would be going crazy.
Yeah. Well, and that is a concern when they leave. What am I going to do with my time, especially if
exactly.
you're away?
And I think that that's why that they were showing me to really start to expand your social circle, find things to do, hobbies, things of that particular nature to fill up these particular voids.
Storm, you said the moon was weaker than the emperor. How do you come about that? Like, what system are you using for that?
Okay. The elemental balance of these cards, the middle card, whenever you have a three-card spread, the middle card always counts as a two, okay? So it gets two points. The cards next to it count as ones, okay? Because of the fact that the moon card and the emperor card are ill-dignified, the moon becomes a zero, the emperor becomes a one, and the lovers becomes a one, okay? So the thing here is that the moon then becomes the weakest card in this spread, so you would read her as ill-dignified.
Okay.
Did you get that? She's a water. She's water. The moon is a water. Is a water planet. Aries is a fire planet, or a fire sign. Sorry. So basically, he's going to overdominate this moon. Okay. And the moon, and as a result of that, may feel a little bit fearful. And in this situation, I really think that this emperor reversed is really talking about more of the shakeup in regards to the family system than necessarily the father being, not as attentive or not as dutiful as he may have been in the past. He may be that, but I think that I think with her, it has more to do with the shakeup of the family system that is going to be coming up over the next couple of years rather than anything else. And it probably has her feeling quite anxious. What would you do after 28 years and no kids to take care of, a husband that works away? What's she going to do with all that time? I mean, she doesn't have to clean the bathroom every 15 minutes anymore.
Exactly. Mr. Boys.
We thank you for calling, Rhonda.
All right, thanks. You guys have a good evening.
You too, and Happy New Year. Are you going to watch the ball drop?
Probably not. I'll be asleep.
Thanks. Sweet dreams.
Thanks.
Have
the
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. All right, and I know we have someone here that wants to sneak in a quick hello, and we have area code 416. You're live.
Hello.
Oh, my
hello,
God, Georgie.
you recognize me. Hello, and Happy New Year to all of you, Don, Donnelly, and Storm. I wanted to just call in and say that to y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, it's so nice to hear from you, George. You sound like you've got a cold, too.
Yes, I do. I have a headache.
Am I the only person that's healthy anymore?
Yes, you'll have to spread your health now, Storm, to us all. A storm of health. The readings are wonderful tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
Very, very good. I was just sneaking in to say Happy New Year, and that's it. And I wish you all the best cards and all the aces that you can find.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Yay. If I had a clapping machine, I'd be clapping for you. So I'll be listening online.
I can deal with that.
Everybody.
Yay.
Thank you.
That's from you.
Thank you very much. That is. And to everybody out there, Happy New Year.
George, it's so nice of you to call in. Did you have a question tonight?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I have lots of questions. I could take up all your half hour.
Let's just pull a card for her. Hold on.
Cool. Okay.
It's going to be some scary card here. I'm a tarot reader, and I'm scared. I was going to speak off the air.
Actually, I pulled the Queen of Cups.
Nice. She's sweet.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Queen of Cups. I think that this coming year, George, is really going to be more focused on, relationships and feelings and all of those nice, good things. Scorpio is the natural ruler in my system. And, of course, I don't use the Golden Dawn system for court cards. But
okay.
Scorpio is the astrological attribution, okay?
Uh-huh.
And basically, I think what this means is you going through a very, very large transformation this coming year, and as a result of that particular transformation, that love and emotions and romance is going to open up for you.
Well, wouldn't that be sweet, hey? I'd like it. So yay for that. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
Report back to us next year.
I'm going to be reporting back to you much sooner than that, people.
Awesome. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much. You guys have a great night. To you too, Dawn. I haven't heard you. Bye. Happy New Year. Bye to everybody. I'll be listening online. Bye.
Take care. Oh, she's just the greatest. We should have asked for readings from her.
We should have got readings from her. I mean,
I know. Should have taken advantage of the moment. My gosh, what was I thinking? Okay. Let's take one more here, and then I'm going to swing over. I guess Dawn had something she wanted to work with you. And then we have a few more people on the line, so we will take some more readings. But let's jump real quick to area code 602. What's your name and location, please? 602, are you with us? Oh, you know, I can hear them there. And all right, let's go down. Well, the next person down is going to be thrilled. It's a long line. We've got a long line on the switchboard. Okay, so now I'm going to area code 615. What's your name and location, please?
Yes, my name is Reggie from Nashville.
Hi, Reggie. Welcome.
How are you?
We're great. You don't have a Nashville accent. Are you a transport? Have you moved in?
Yeah, I just moved here about 3 years ago. It's funny you picked that up. Yeah.
Welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I wanted a reading, and I'm not sure. I've never done the tarot card thing, so I'm not sure if I'm asking the right questions, so you guys redirect me.
We'll help.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll guide you.
Okay, I have had one of the most amazing years. On the low side, I've had highs and lows that are unbelievable. On the low side, I'm separated from my wife. I don't know if that's going to get back together, if I'm going to find somebody new, she's going to find somebody new. I don't know where that's going. And on the other side, I'm in the film industry, and I've had some success opening the doors, and I don't know where that direction is going to go. I'm told it's going to be big, and then I don't know. So it's confusing because a year ago, none of this stuff, positive or negative, was happening. So within this last year, it's taken off, and there's such a high, and then there's such a low in another area. So I don't know if that's the correct question, but
okay.
Where's the love life clear?
I can work with it.
Okay.
Here is the thing. My feeling here, and I'm a very, very blunt reader, okay? So I just tell it like I'm seeing it right away, okay? But based upon these particular cards, okay, the first card that I have here is the Six of Cups, okay, which is a very nostalgic, you're looking at the good times that you had in regards to your relationship, okay? You're looking at the feelings that you had when the two of you first got together, all of that excitement and all that romantic energy and all of that particular stuff is kind of invading you is the right word, at the moment, okay? However, when I look at these other cards, okay, I have the Three of Swords here as the final outcome card, okay? And this is kind of heralding really letting go of that particular relationship, as difficult that it may be. And between these two cards, we have the Page of Wands. You're really at a point in which you're to be focusing on your creative projects and your creative ideas and where it is that you're going career-wise. And I think that with the separation and this divide here, okay, I think that this is really requiring you making a choice at this particular point. Either you want the relationship and you're willing to go invest in that, or you want the career. You don't get both. So that's where, so this is a little bit of a tricky situation. That doesn't, God forbid, but I'm going to pull a clarification card. Okay.
There you go. I don't feel so bad.
I pulled the Ace of Cups, okay, which means a new relationship down the road, okay? So basically, my feeling here and with this is I really think that this relationship is over. I think deep in your heart, you know that it's over. I think that there's a side of you because of the fact that there has been a relationship, and I think that you're kind of one of these dutiful people that do want to try to put in your best. I think you've already done that, okay? And I think that the universe is moving you at this particular point to focus on job and to focus on career and to focus on building and really heading in a direction in the future that you feel comfortable with and that you feel happy with. And I've been in the entertainment industry offhandedly through all my celebrity clients for many years. You don't get many opportunities in that industry, so take advantage of it if you got it.
Okay.
You know, that's what I'm picking up here. And like I said, the Ace of Cups here, I pulled an extra future card. The Ace of Cups means I would say that within the next 6 months to a year that somebody new is going to come in relationship-wise. Donnelly.
Okay, sounds good.
We have more. Don't run off.
Reggie, if you could pick me to talk about relationship or job, which way do you want me to go?
You can't do both, huh?
Well, Storm just did a great job. He's just going to help clarify a little astrology with my cards. And, you know, I agree with what he said, but I just wanted to pull out a little bit more, but I don't want to. We have such a stacked switchboard.
Okay, which one is stronger to you? Which one do you get the stronger, like?
Actually, they're both about equal. Both of your outcomes have major arcana cards that are huge sweeping energies, but.
Okay, I'll go with the career.
The career, okay. Storm, I'm going to need your help with this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got, and just to let you know, Reggie, I do tarot readings, and I feel comfortable doing them, and I usually put down like a kajillion cards, and I'm limited tonight to three because I'm trying to learn about pulling astrology into it, so I'm learning well about that part of the cards. It's just something not all readers do. So the cards I get for situation, challenge, and advice in regard to job, Storm, I get four of swords reversed for situation. For challenge, I get two of swords reversed. For advice, I get strength reversed. So I get three reverse cards suggesting something's gonna shift, and mm-hmm. that the way that he's headed right now may need a little bit of movement, and there's something that he's not quite seeing that's available to him that he may be able to grab, making a decision.
Well, I think that probably what it is that he needs to let go of is the relationship. But, you know, with all of these cards being reversed and the needing to let go of things, and I think that the strength card over here, you know, when it's upright, it can mean courage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's one of the things to take a look at in regard to that. Okay. The four of swords.
When I pull an outcome card for him, how it will turn out, I get world. I mean, I get he arrived.
Yeah.
But it's just as right now is the way he's thinking of things. I get some kind of, like you're saying, it's like a roadblock.
Well, here is the thing. You have two swords cards, okay? So automatically think thinking, okay? He's doing a lot of thought about this at the moment. You know, a lot of things in his mind. Him needing to figure out basically which path it is that he wants to go in. The four of swords is Jupiter in Libra. This is I can find you so many girls, dude. I mean, Jupiter in Libra really has to do with a guy that is, he likes relationships, he likes being attached to somebody, he likes all of what that has to do with. But, you know, what he needs to find in this situation, because the two of swords is the moon in Libra, okay? So Libra everywhere, okay? That gives you a good hint, Donnelly, because of these two Libras, and Libra is the natural ruler of relationships. That gives you a good clue of what he has to let go of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
The strength card is Leo, which is very much a independent, individual type of card with the strength card, okay? So this, again, is saying that there's the need for him to take a look at the relationship and to decide what side does he want to go down. Does he want to go down the relationship? He can have that because he can put effort into it. He can't have both. He can't have both the career and the relationship. And it's the courage and the conviction to make the choice with the strength card that is necessary in order to decide one or the other. And I didn't look at one or the other, Reggie, as amoral. If you want to be with your wife and when you get up in the morning, that's all you want to do is be married, go with the wife, okay? If you want to be Steven Spielberg, you can't have the wife.
Hmm. Okay.
That doesn't mean you won't have another wife. but basically it is standing on the courage of your convictions here. With the strength
right.
card, it means, you know, the strength card has a lion on it in most decks, and it reminds me of the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, where he scares everything until he gets to the point where he has to have the courage to fight for what it is that he believes in. And then he can stand on his own, basically.
Wow. Wow.
And he's
okay.
fierce.
Dawn, what are you getting, hon?
I did not draw any cards yet. I actually have a transformation card. transformation is happening as we speak. There is, it's a full transformation. It has basically already happening. Then it goes flows into inspiration. So, again, pretty much like the card from the past reading is pick and choose what it is that you want to do next. There's so many beautiful things to choose from, and choose the one that makes you feel the best is what I get.
Okay. Wow. Wow, that's inspiring. Very, very inspiring.
Does this make sense to you, Reggie? I just want to make sure that this makes sense to you because I get this little kind of crinkly feeling. I don't know if the girls are getting it also, but...
it really makes sense. It makes a lot of sense because we've been separated for about 4 or 5 months. I think she's moved on. I'm not sure, but, you know, it's one of those things where I've had so many things come to me. I mean, I have about 25 speaking engagements coming up, a lot of things coming at me. I don't know if I want to go book. I don't know if I want to go screenplay. I don't know which direction I want to go in because, like I said, this has really been a blessing for me. It's all popped into my lap within a year without this really being planned. So it's one of those things, as I'm hearing all of this, leaning towards the career because I don't think that's going, but you almost want some clarification, some affirmation that, okay, that is the direction you need to be going in. Not saying I'm basing the decision on what you guys have said, but it kind of clears it up a little bit more.
Well, what we're here for is to help you make the decisions that you need to make, okay?
Correct.
Like I said, if you really want to put forth an enormous amount of effort in regards to the relationship, and it would be an enormous amount of effort to get your wife back, I think you could do it, okay? However...
Right.
It would mean not having this particular success. And I will tell you what, okay, knowing this energy around you, Reggie, let me cut 2-3 years from now. You decided to stay with the wife. You gave up your career. You gave up those opportunities. And what is going to happen inside of you is you're going to get more resentful and more resentful and more resentful day by day by day.
Right, right. Okay.
So I think that this final card being the Strength reversed, I think is really be true to yourself, basically.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Free will always prevails, Reggie. Free will always prevails.
Okay. I hope you guys have a great new year.
Thank you.
And
you too. You take care. I have to give a little party.
Okay, Dawn, what's your question for me?
Just what should I focus on going into this new year?
Okay, let me get out my deck here.
Okay.
Had to blow on it a little. It's really important to get the saliva in with your deck as you're shuffling.
Right, right. So blow hard there. Warm.
You've got to get your DNA into the deck. I was telling Ramela yesterday she needs a rubber deck with oils and everything.
I didn't know I had to spit on them.
I said blow, not a light.
Blow hard.
Oh, dear.
Let's take a look here. Well, the interesting thing, Dawn, is that I got 3 fire cards, which the first one is the Temperance card, which is really at this particular point of 2010, okay? It really shows you focusing with all of this fire. It's going to be creative projects, intuition, don't tell anybody, but I believe that the fire is intuition, not the water. So I'm sure that lightning may come flying down any moment now, but I think fire, not the water, has to do with intuition. I think that water has to do with empathy and feeling, but I don't think it's necessarily intuitive. So I see you really kind of going down this focus on career, focusing on what it is that you want to do career and business-wise over the period of 2010, okay? And it's really showed that this is something that you want to do at this particular point. There's no, with all this being fired, there's no resistance, okay? It's the direction you want to go in. It's the path that you want to take. There's definitely a lot of opportunities towards higher learning and higher understanding. You have 2 Sagittarius cards here. The Temperance card kind of tells me that it's the kind of mixing and molding 2 different things together, which may be, you know, the Reiki with the angel intuitive readings, It's just a mix here in order to be successful. You may not be able to get away with just doing one, okay? Like, for example, if you just wanted to do Reiki, that may not make you enough financially to be able to just do it on its own. You would need the intuitive stuff as well. And the same thing with the intuitive stuff. You may need the Reiki stuff as well.
I don't know how to do one thing at a time, so that's fine.
Okay, good. The second card is the warning card, actually, okay? And it is the Ten of Wands. This is Saturn in Sagittarius, and Saturn is in detriment in Sagittarius. And really, what this card denotes, okay, is what I really want you to do is make sure as you're going through 2010, as you're going through building this empire, which is really the process that you're going to be going through here. Fires are kings, okay? Fire signs are kings. So it's really about, or royalty, let's put it that way, not to sound sexist. But basically, I really want you to be careful that you don't take on more than you can chew. The Ten of Wands has that type of a feeling for me, okay? It's about, you know, working so hard and having all of this energy and going and going and going and taking on more projects and doing more and doing more and doing more until you need a 3-month enforced vacation because you become Mariah Carey, okay? And you haven't had any sleep in three years. So it's really about making sure that you get enough relaxation and making sure that you spend enough time really planning things out, taking it easy, going very, very slowly. Saturn likes to go slow with building. Sagittarius likes to go like a forest fire, okay? So it's kind of harnessing two different things there. The final outcome card here, though, is wonderful. It's the King of Wands, which the astrological attribution is Aries, okay? I think that one of the difficulties that you're going to have doing this year, Dawn, is that it's really going to be a year about Dawn and not so much about everything else in your life, like the husbands and others, everything else. It's a year about really putting yourself first, and that's going to be what's going to get you to the place that you want to be. By the way, based upon this, my feeling here is that as we move into the spring, okay, specifically March, April, May, June, the spring months, those are going to be huge months for you in regards to career. That's where it's showing me that there's going to be some form of an opening that is going to come up here that I think is going to be pretty stable and pretty secure. So career-wise, honey, you're just going to crank it out this year. Get ready. Take a nap
right now.
Yeah, I
see. You're having a great time doing it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see having that Three of Cups comes up as her outcome. Party time, you know, connecting with society, really mixing it up, having a good time. And you know, Dawn, when you said that you can never do just one thing,
mm-hmm.
I put down your challenge and your strength. That came up as your strength, as a Two of Pentacles, being able to multitask and juggle multiple things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Then your challenge
the only thing in my cards that it was showing that she needs to be careful of is biting off more than she can chew.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Yeah, it is.
You know right now.
Yeah. But your challenge is a Three of Wands reverse, and Three of Wands, if it was upright, is looking out, seeing what's coming in available. It's almost like it's asking you to keep looking beyond the boundaries, because that's reversed. It's because it's your challenge, it suggests that you should be looking, keep looking and pulling things in, because you can manage them. You're able to manage them at the pace that you're going, and you're doing it at a nice pace, it says, and you know, your outcome is party time. Your situation is Four Cups reverse. It's like you finally realize the offering that's been behind your back all the time, and you finally turned and looked at it, and you're ready to receive.
Mm-hmm. What card did you pull for yourself, Dawn?
What's that?
What card did you pull for yourself?
You want me to pull a card for myself?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I'm just writing at the bit here. Okay, let me see.
Angel reading for yourself.
Flopped up. Okay. Actually, this card just flopped up. It's the fluidity card, and it shows going with the flow.
same thing.
Huh?
The same thing.
Yep. It's just this, you know, this girl, she's sitting by the river, and she just made this little boat out of leaves, and she's just watching it flow with the river. Just doesn't look like she has a worry in the world, just going with the flow, wherever that takes me. Go with it.
This is a really lucky year for you. Sagittarius is ruled by the planet Jupiter, which is, in astrology, is the great benefic. And this King card trines both of the other cards, which is a really large talent. Things are going to come easy for you this year, okay? That's why I'm more worried about this, you taking on more than you can chew thing, because I think there's going to be so many projects, so many different things that are going to open up for you. There's going to be a side of you that's going to have a hard time saying no.
Yeah, I have a difficult time with that.
And pick your battles is basically my feeling here.
Okay.
And be very choosy.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. Thank you. Both
you're
of
very
you.
We have probably time for one solo reading. If you want to do one on your own, we can do one more. You ready to go? And then I can learn about astrology through your cards. I'm going to try the one that we couldn't get before, the 602. I'm just going to try one more time because they're still hanging on. 602,
Arizona,
are you there?
Wake up.
Yeah, wake up. 602.
Arizona.
Happy New Year.
Arizona.
Okay, they're not there. But let's try. We have another one here, 951. I'm just waiting for it to process. Hold on. 951. Are you with us?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Jada, calling from
Hi,
California.
Hi,
Jada. Hi. Welcome.
Jada Pinkett-Smith.
I wanted to see if you guys could tell me what do you see for me as far as a new relationship coming into my life.
Okay,
Swan.
I'm going to shuffle my cards.
We want good stuff.
I won't sit on them this time, so don't worry. Donald Leigh just wants to eat her lobster, that's all.
I know, I think I already started chewing it.
Jeopardy, she's in Jeopardy here. Okay.
Alright.
Okay, Jada, here is the thing.
Okay.
You have a little bit of a conflict here, okay? There is a side of you that wants a relationship, okay? And then there's the side of you that's kind of a little bit comfortable in your life at the moment, okay? The first card that I pulled is the Ten of Pentacles, which is, it's come up several times since, so I got to take a look at where this is in my life. the Ten of Pentacles is a very, very secure type of card. The astrological attribution is Mercury in Virgo. And basically, this shows kind of this feeling comfortable, kind of feeling secure type of feeling. I think that this coming year is going to be one that is overall going to be very good for you. The good news is that right next to this, we have the Ace of Cups, which shows that there is going to be somebody new that is going to be coming in, okay? Now, the Ace of Cups, its timer, okay, is spring. So we're going to go with a spring timer here, okay? That's when I get the feeling that there's going to be somebody new that is going to come on the horizon. Now, did you end a relationship in the last 2 years?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and that was a pretty difficult situation for you, correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Now, I wasn't getting that from the cards, by the way.
Okay.
I just wanted to clarify that. I was just, that. Your guides were just pressing on my brain.
Okay.
So, basically, my feeling here is that this new guy, number one, here is the thing. It's next to the Judgment card. And when the Judgment card is next to the Ace of Cups, just a rule of thumb, Donnelly, Don, start writing down here. When the Judgment card comes next to the Ace of Cups, it means that there's a strong, for lack of a better term, soulmate type of relationship, okay?
Ooh.
The Judgment card is kind of like a card of karma. And it basically is, you know, the effort that you put into things is the reward that you're going to get. You know, you reap what it is that you sow, basically, okay? And I think getting out of this past relationship of yours and being single since then and really having some time to kind of heal that and figure out what it is that what you want and what it is that you need out of a relationship based upon this Ten of Pentacles, okay, I think is really going to open the doorway for this relationship situation coming up, okay, which I think is going to be a very, very powerful type of relationship, very, very strong connection, very, very secure, very, very positive, and it definitely feels as though to me that it's going to be pretty secure for you, okay? I'm also getting the feeling here, basically, that this is going to be a fire sign male. Okay, I pulled the clarification card just for some information about him. Fire sign male, either a Leo, a Sagittarius, or an Aries, okay? And it definitely feels as though, to me, I'm getting kind of tall type of feeling about him, and I think that you're going to meet him through your social circle in some way, okay? So either through a friend or a group or a friend. So between now and spring, honey, you go to everything that you're invited to.
I will. Thank you so much. That was a
nice this does feel pretty good, okay? So just kind of hang in there. This looks really, really positive, okay, especially with that Ace of Cups being here.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jada.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Storm, we have people in the chat room that are saying, when is he going to come back on? I really like his reading style. When are we going to be able to hear him again? So let's talk about the other shows that you have, because you have, your Storm Sestavani show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you have a new one that you'll be doing once a week about Kabbalah. Can you talk about that one?
Sure. I will be doing a show on Thursday evenings from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern time. Here on Blog Talk with the Ministry of Common Sense Radio, which is ran by Norbert Hooper. And that one will be focused on mainly Kabbalah and how to use astrology in a self-improvement type of way in regards to also doing mini readings and things of that nature. On Thursday afternoons at 1 p.m., I have, of course, Psychic Friends Live, which is where I or me and my buddy psychics, and which includes astrologers and, tarot readers. And, like next week on Thursday, I have Lizzie Starr that's going to be with us, a medium, in which we do readings and we do the cosmic weather forecast. And it's just kind of a fun afternoon type of show. I also plan to do an enormous amount of different programming through 2010. Which may be unscheduled or may be scheduled. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. And tonight we can follow you. You're going to be on a couple extra shows.
Yes. I'm going to put it in the chat room now.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of interest. And you can see why Storm is so sought out, because your readings are very clear, very understandable. They're very practical, usable, down earth. I mean, you give dates and good things, and you've got the astrology background, so those dates are very meaningful ones.
Yeah.
So there it is. Blog Talk Radio, MCSS Radio. For anyone that's listening in the archives, they can tune in there. And Storm, we're really winding down here. And you know, I always like to wrap up with an expression, a little saying. And it was really
there it
comes. Nothing about spit. Nothing about boxer shorts. This is one by Albert Schweitzer, and he mentions that in everyone's life, at some time, our inner fire goes out. It is then becomes burst into flame by an encounter with another human being, and we should all be thankful for those people who rekindle the inner spirit. Storm, you're one of the great rekindlers for people, for other people as well, but you also kindle my spirit as well. You are someone who really looks out for people. You're very much, you pull people together. You just are such a huge inspiration, and you're fun, you're funny, you're smart. I mean, you truly have it all, so I would like to give you a huge, huge thanks for all that you've done for our show and just for me as a friend.
Yes,
thank you
so much.
Oh, that's the sexy one I picked. Who knew? It sounds like the striptease. But, Storm, you've been awesome, and I thank you so much for that. I also picked one by Aristotle, who said, what is a friend? It's a single soul dwelling in two bodies. And I see so many similarities. I mean, this is kind of... for me to be able to say this about you, it's almost like how dare I say this, because you're so many leagues ahead of me. But I see many things of myself in you, and I think that's why I feel pulled towards you. So, and you really have a pure soul. I thank you so much for all you do for everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what's coming up for Storm? We need to know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be putting together a lecture series, which is going to be called Inner Gold. I'm reclaiming the tarot court, which is going to be done with Lisa Rafala from the Tarot Connection.
Awesome.
I have a book that will be published next year called The 12 Steps to Change Everything.
Wow.
Let's see, I have my radio shows. That's pretty much it so far. I do have another class that I'm putting together also, but I don't want to release that one yet, so.
Okay. And if people want to get a live personal...
I haven't structured enough to release it, that's why.
It's not ready to go yet. If people
no.
want to get a live personal reading from you, what's the best way for them to get you?
Go to www.psychicfriendslive.com and just click on my bio, and it'll give you directions.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Storm, for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure having you. Such an honor. I hope we can have you back again. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Storm.
You're
and
very
here
welcome.
We are going to wish everybody a wonderful Happy New Year, and we're off to a wonderful midnight.
استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.